If you know to him you belong, we ought to give God praise on today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Father God, we just thank you. We bless you. We magnify your name, and you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Thank you. You are welcome in this place. Fill this place with your spirit, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless the babies. Amen. As they headed out to church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Good afternoon to everyone. God bless you. Certainly this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. The Lord has met us in this place already. Thank you, Sister Jennifer, for that triplama of worship, praise, and worship on today. Praise the Lord. The testimony, Brother Mike. Amen. God is using you, even on the job. Praise the Lord. Most time we're going out looking for somebody to lead them to the Lord, and he's looking for you to come in. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Brother David, the saints have been praying for you, and we're believing God for you, and we know that God has great and awesome plans for you. Amen. Amen. You've been the epitome of stability and faith in the midst of your trials. Praise God. And we just thank God. And we just love the Lord today, for he is worthy to be praised. There is nobody like our God. We went to the prison on a week ago Friday, and we were so excited out there. And Jennifer was out there, and her husband, they were out there on the yard for the first time. Praise the Lord. And look, come to find out, she was out there singing to the inmate that they were ministered to. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God. Brother Mike and Sister Christy was there. The Jones family was there. We just had a blessed time. I got home and got sick. All week I felt like a big thing of glue. What? But God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we just give God all the glory today. He is worthy. You know what? There's nothing like being in the house of the Lord. That my life is not my own. When I can grab hold of that and understand it's not all about me, but it's about the one who created me, the one who have a purpose and a plan for my life, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So, you know, today, you know, it's first Sunday. This is communion day. Amen. This is fellowship time in the fellowship hall, a little some after service. But we're here to just bless the Lord. Is anybody here just grateful for Jesus on this morning? Amen. There's an old song saying, it's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that my soul is set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's so important to me today. Amen. Sometimes you think about God's goodness, you can just break out running. Say, thank you, Lord. You've been so good, so kind to me. You bought me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Lord. And guess what? He's not through with us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Yeah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah. Blessed is the man, woman, boy, or girl who trusts in him. He's a present help in trouble. Yeah. Our God is never late. He's always on time. Yeah. Somebody said he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. You ever had to cry out to the Lord in the middle of the night? Thank you, Lord God, and he'll meet you right where you are. So praise the Lord. The subject today, who is this man Jesus? Oh, man, that's the question. Who is this man Jesus? I'm talking about in 2025. Who is this man Jesus? You know, I want to take your attention to Mark chapter 6, verse 1 through 6. This really stood out to me, and I'm looking at this. And we're living in a time where so many people don't know Jesus. But we're the church, and God has called us to share his word with a dark and dying world to let them know who Jesus is. Yeah. Because when I didn't know who Jesus was, I was jacked up. messed up. Maybe that sound a little better. A toe up from the flow up without Jesus. But I thought I had it all together. If you had asked me, man, is all right? Oh, yeah, everything's cool. And I was just a mess. Because I didn't know Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This God we serve, he'll turn your dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. So let me read this. I'm going to read these six verses, and then we're going to double back in a little bit. Won't be before you long. How many times have you heard a preacher say that? We ain't going to be before you long. Somebody said, preacher can quit. He can close his sermon seven times. If the Lord be my strength, there's going to be one time today. Mark 6, 1 through 6. Then he, capital H-E, meaning Jesus, went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. How many disciples of Christ today? Are we following him? Do we want to follow him? Praise God. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many, listen to this, it's important. And many hearing him were astonished. And they were saying, where did this man get these things? See, who is this man, Jesus? And what wisdom is this which is given to him? So they're acknowledging, all right, let me keep on reading it, that such mighty works are performed by his hands. Wow. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, brother of James, Joseph, Judas, Jude, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? Get this. So they were offended. Excuse me. So they were offended at him. Verse 4, but Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could not do mighty works there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the village in a circuit teaching. This is pretty tough stuff here. The question is, who is this man Jesus? Has he shown you anything? But I got some supporting scriptures here I'm going to look at and try to figure out, you know, who this man Jesus is. See, you know, all of us in here, we were born of our mothers. The mother was conceived by our dads, right? Jesus was born of a woman just like other men. Matthew 1 and 16 said, Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. All right, the Messiah, the anointed one. Jesus did not have an earthly father like other men. What? Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was engaged or betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child by the Holy Spirit. When the power of the Most High overshadowed her, she conceived, my God, the Christ child. Jesus grew up through adolescence like other men. Now, you know, some of us had a hard time growing up in them crazy, got that crazy age. You might have some kids who got to that crazy age. I know the crazy age is different for different folks. But I remember one time seemed like my two daughters had lost their mind. I told them one day, I said, I ain't never been a father before, no teenager. Jesus grew up through adolescence. Luke 2, 51 through 52. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them, subject to his parents. Talking about Jesus. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. The things that was beginning to unfold that the angel told her was going to happen with this child that she's going to bring forth. And Jesus, listen to this, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Who is this man, Jesus? And you know, I want to grow in stature. I want to grow in favor with God and with people. I don't want to be a stumbling block to anybody. I want to try to follow what Jesus said by let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Jesus got hungry like most men, like most folks. Some of them may be hungry now, I don't know. Jesus cried. He thirsted. He worked like other men. He was a carpenter by trade, like other men. But who is this man? Jesus. John 11, 35 through 36 said Jesus wept. You remember he wept at the tomb of Lazarus. That means his heart was broken because death had raised its ugly head. Thank you, Lord. And somebody said, look how he loved Lazarus. Here's this Jesus we've heard so much about, and now he's weeping. I tell you what, God can't stand no tears. When you sincere out of your heart and things get heavy on you and you begin to cry out to the Lord, he'll come to your rescue. I'm a living witness now. I know that's right. I'm so glad I learned how to cry again. You all heard my story. I said, I ain't never crying again. I'm a man. I'm so glad I can cry like a baby now. I can cry out to my Father. God, it hurts right here. Lord, I don't know what to do. God, I need you. Thank you, Lord. My oldest granddaughter, she's in wrestling, and she's just been demolishing folks. I mean, like in 30 seconds, just flipping them. But she lost yesterday the last match by some kind of points thing or whatever. And she began to just cry and weep, and the coaches and different ones coming to try to console her because it was a new thing. She wasn't used to losing, see. But what touched my heart, though, Jennifer, was my oldest daughter. You know, we prayed for her and we prayed for the children that Jesus will come alive in their life. But my oldest daughter said, Mom, I never heard her cry, Mommy, 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 like she did on that loss, like she was when she was a little baby. God is working. God is moving. Jesus wept. We weep. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. And so this really stood out to me when I look at this passage, because there's so much we need to understand here. And I believe this is the second time Jesus came into Nazareth and was rejected. The first time it happened in Luke chapter 4. And we because one of the verses we looked at say he was offended. They were offended by him. How are you going to be offended by somebody doing good? All right, watch this. In Luke 4, 28 through 30. So all of those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. What things? That Jesus was healing folks, giving sight to the blind, raising the dead, and they offended and were filled with wrath and rose up and threw Jesus out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff, throwing Jesus off the cliff. Who is this Jesus? Who is this man Jesus? Pray for me. Get through with this real quick. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way. Oh, y'all ain't killing me. It ain't my time yet. See? Come on. Okay. Do you remember when Jesus said, no man take my life, but I lay it down. And not only do I lay it down, but I have the power to raise it up again. Who is this man Jesus? So when I was looking at this, when he went out there to his own country, he had just came back from casting the demons out of Legion. And all the people were blown away like, whoa, this dude's been in the graveyard scaring people to death for years, breaking chains and, you know, couldn't nobody tie him down. And he left there, and then what'd he do? The one with the issue of blood, he healed her. Little damsel that was dead. Jesus told the people, she ain't dead. And they start laughing at Jesus. He put all the unbelievers out. Come on, brothers Peter, James, and John. Let's go in here and see what's happening. He spoke to the little girl, and she rose up from the dead. And now he's headed back home. And as he headed back home, then he went from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath come, he began to teach in the city. Jesus wanted to be in the house of the Lord. Jesus wanted to be where the word was going forth, where fellowship was happening. Yes. He wanted to be right there in the midst. And many hearing him were astonished. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when you hear some of the things that God has done, it's like, whoa. So there's nothing in my mind that caused me to doubt anything that my God can do. Amen. Say, would you believe that God healed my body? I sure will. Would you believe that we went to the hospital and all the person was laying there and all the stuff hooked up to him and everybody shaking their head and God came in and raised him up? Thank you, God. Who is this man named Jesus? And when they were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? Because see, some folks today may still look at you as if you were 40 years ago. Because they say, some of them know I used to be a drunk. They still ain't forgot. Some of them knew, no, don't nobody ride with him but his friends. I tried to give a man a ride one day, and he was walking back to the base. He said, no. I felt kind of bad. I didn't know he had a bad heart the last time he rode with me. See, some folks don't forget where you come from. But when Christ comes in, everything changes. My walk changed, my talk changed. Where I used to go, I don't go no more because this man named Jesus have came into my life. And so they here they are. He's in his home place, in the center, in church. Okay, I got to get through this, but I remember at the old church I used to belong to many years ago, the pastor brought in a guest preacher. And the man got up to preach, and he started talking about how he used to be a thief and all the stuff he used to do. And all the mothers on the front row, they start getting their purses, putting them. So he might be testifying he'd been delivered. But the mother's boy was putting their pocketbooks aside. But in being Christ, he's a new creature. But where did this man get these things? So they, now they have knowledge that Christ has been doing some things. And not only that, it says, and what wisdom is this which is given to him? This Jesus had so much wisdom. Where did it come from? Any question we ask him, he answers. Matter of fact, what we're thinking, he addresses. Who is this man Jesus? And so then they say, and this is what really got me, that such mighty works are performed by his hands. They've seen it. See, people have seen our lifestyles. And like I said, it may be funny, but they know where we came from, but they see where we are now. Something has changed. That man that used to be so mad, he ain't mad no more. That woman used to be so fast, then slowed down. What happened? Jesus then came in. And so they see the wisdom and the mighty works performed by his hands. This should be enough to somebody say, I want to know more about this Jesus. But listen to what happened. They said, see, a lot of times we start thinking, hey, tomorrow. Hey. Amen. Amen. Now, see, it don't get no, listen. You remember when Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. What would it look like if the pastor come up and say, boy, you better get up out of here. No, he loved me and I love him. Praise the Lord. Amen. No telling what the Lord going to do with that young man. Praise God. So a lot of times we start going from here, though. And so they begin to rationalize. Is this not the carpenter? Forget about the miracles. Forget about the wisdom. Forget about all that we've heard. But now my mind kicks in and say, this is the carpenter. The son of Mary, we know his mama, his mother. And his brother James, his brothers didn't even believe in him until after the resurrection. James, who wrote the book of James, and Jude, as we were talking about in Power Hour this morning, Joseph, and say Judas, that's Jude, and Simon. And they said, are not his sisters here with us? We know his pedigree. We know where he came from. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Like my little hometown, somebody say, can anything good come out of Old Muggy? Only God knows. He says, and it says, so they were offended at him. That struck me. Do you know that people today will be offended about you talking about Jesus to them? Why? What is so offensive about this man, Jesus? You remember when Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you another comforter. And he will lead you and guide you in all truth and righteousness. And that he will be a stone of stumbling for some folks. Jesus will be a stone of stumbling for some folks. But the stone that the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. Jesus died for the sins of the world. St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. They were offended at him, at Jesus. He ain't cursed nobody out. He ain't beat nobody up. He just was doing Jesus stuff, loving people unconditionally. And so, but Jesus said to them, a prophet don't have any honor. Wow. Except in his own country. Without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives. You have any relatives that look at you cross-eyed? It's important that we don't be religious in front of folks, but we be saved 24/7. That we'll share that same love of Jesus with family and friends and neighbors, that they can see Jesus in us. But it says, among his own relatives and in his own house. Now he could do no mighty, this is crazy now. How many people in that city you think were sick? That were poor, that was living a world of sin and shame. But it said now he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. He in his compassion, he saw the need. Somebody with cancer, somebody with leprosy, somebody with whatever it may be, and Jesus said, I know so many folks around here don't believe, but I got to touch this one. I got to come to this one's house today. I feel virtue ready to leave my body. Somebody needs me. Remember those songs say, come by here, dear Lord. Somebody needs you. Come by here, dear Lord. Somebody's praying. Somebody's crying. Somebody's calling out to you, God. And I want to let you know he's always there. He's ready and willing to touch us and to deliver us. Now, he could do no mighty works there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled. Jesus said, wow. Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. Do you know that it breaks God's heart today when he sees the unbelief of folks? People rejecting him. When we were at the prison, you had a lot of inmates came around where the activity was. But there are so many of them, they said, we're not going over there. We're going to lift weights. We're going to run the track. We know there's some Christian people over there, and we don't want to hear nothing they have to say. My God, Jesus marveled. Because of their unbelief, he went through the villages in a circuit teaching. So here's the thing. Who is this man Jesus, right? It's good to know what Jesus said, who Jesus say that he is, right? You remember when Jesus wept, as we said earlier, at the tomb of Lazarus? But at the same time, Jesus said to his sister Mary and to his sister Martha at different times, because they were grieving and they were hurting and they were broken, and Jesus knew it and he loved them. They were his friends. One of them said, both of them said, Jesus, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died. Jesus said to her in John 11, 25, I am the resurrection and the life. Come on now. It's one thing for us to try to figure out who Jesus is. I mean, when Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say I am? Some say, well, you're that prophet. Some say, who is Elijah? You know, some say John the Baptist come back from the dead. But Jesus said, who do you say I am? Then loudmouth Peter said, you are the Christ. Right. He got a revelation. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, first flesh and blood have not revealed that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives, like right now, breathing, and believes in me shall never die, because we have eternal life in Jesus Christ. And the question, Jesus said, do you believe this? Oh, my God, do we believe it today? Jesus also said over in Revelation 1 and 17, because when folks trying to figure out who he is, need to get to know who he is and trust him. Jesus in the first chapter of Revelation say, and here's John writing, he say, and when I saw him, who? Jesus. He said, I fell at his feet as dead. Oh, God, because of the majesty and the power of God. But he said, but he laid his right hand on me. Jesus is saying, don't be afraid. He said, I am the first and the last. Listen, I love this. I am he who lives and was dead. What? Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. He said, I'm the one who's alive and was dead. Who else can say that? Anybody in the room got that testimony? See, in trespasses and sin, we were dead. He said, and he said, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And Jesus said, amen. And get this, and he said, I have the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Who is this man? Jesus. Revelation 22 and 12, and behold, Jesus said, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to what his work shall be. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Who is this man, Jesus, that we find ourselves calling on now? Thank you, Lord. I'm talking about over in the midnight hour, calling on the name of Jesus. How many have ever asked for prayer? Pray for my sister. Pray for my brother. Pray for my mom. Pray for my finance. And who we call on? We call on Jesus, knowing that he hears and he answers prayer. He works it out. He makes ways out of no way time and time again. He wants us to get on fire for him, to understand that in him we live, we move, and we have our very being. It's all about this man, Jesus, who saved me, who filled me, who delivered me, who set me free. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Used to be old songs say, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's Son? Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Used to sing the song, what's his name? What's his name? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. The Son of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, who was hung up for our hang-ups. Thank you, Lord, who hung on the cross. It wasn't the nails that hung him on the cross, but it was love for you and I. Yeah. And he's standing with his arms stretched out to us today, saying, come unto me, all you who are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus told him, I am the bread of life. Yeah. He said, I'm the water of life. Yeah. He said, believe on me as the scripture has said. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, rivers of the Holy Spirit pouring out of us to a dark and dying world. My God, I think I better quit. I'm about to go tap out. out here. Who is this man Jesus? He's God Almighty. Yeah. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals us of all manner of sickness and disease. I thank God. See, there's stages in life. We went through a stage, Brother Steve, when we didn't know Jesus. And we're out there floundering on our own like a ship without a sail, like a fish out of water. And then we come to know Jesus by his grace and by his mercy and his great love for us. And then we come in to know him, and then we still find out that in this world we still have trials and we still have troubles. And we know the longer we live, the shorter we got to go. We understand it all, but we yet trust in Jesus. And it's him who has brought us to this point. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. God is calling on someone today. Turn the corner. Understand in your heart and your mind who this man Jesus is. I'm talking about the one that put running in your feet, clapping in your hands, a shout down in your soul. I ain't talking about out of your mouth. I'm talking about from the very depths of your being, you'll cry out, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I pray, my prayer today is that somebody who may yet be kind of straddled the fence, who may not have made that ultimate plunge, because like in those days, they say, well, how did he get all this wisdom and how did he do these mighty works? And yeah, but he's a carpenter. But who are we today? What are we saying today? We've heard, we've seen, we've experienced, we've heard testimonies of what Christ have done. When are we going to make up our mind and say, you know, God, from now on, from now on, God, I'm going to serve you the balance of my days, God. Though trials come through sickness and pain, through uncertainty and shame, God, I'm going to trust you today for the rest of my life. God, use me for your glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is Communion Sunday. Why don't we do this? We're going to have communion, then we'll get out of here on a high note. I would ask if those officers would come. And Pastor Jones, why don't you conduct communion on today? Those sisters that are going to help, if you would step on up, praise the Lord.